Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so lunchtime parlay. So just a quick recap. Gresh, I guess we don't even get credit for him yet. It wouldn't matter anyways because Billy lost Athletics at Rangers, Capitals for Nick at Sabres. Fourier, his philosophy, that would be me. I took the Orioles, Lou.
Oh,
I took the Orioles over the Red Sox. So let's start off today. Hart's going to be picking for Billy, Lou, not Billy.
Billy's
for Andy,
right there.
For Andy.
I am Lou, Andy.
Lou and I are going to be sharing a pick.
We are.
What? Yeah. But let's start with Billy first. Billy, good morning. How are you?
What's going on?
What's happening?
How are y'all? So I'm going with there's a Royals Mets games today, and I'm taking the Royals on the money line against the Mets. It's I'm trying to think. Now I'm looking it up because I didn't think you were going to come to me so quick. Just on the but Luis Severino against Michael Wacha. So I'm taking former Red Sox ace Michael Wacha to beat the Mets.
Okay.
On the money line.
All right. I like it. Nick, like how about you? Are you ready, Nick?
I'm ready.
Okay.
And it's real easy.
I love easy.
The White Sox are really bad. It's kind of like a Foyer thing. The White Sox are terrible. Already talked about firing their manager. And the Reds are actually kind of fun. So give me the Reds on the money line today in Chicago against the White Sox.
I like fun. All right. Andy for Andy. You're up.
So we talked about it. Celtics kind of laid an egg effort-wise, execution, whatever, boo. So the obvious answer is to bet on them to cover 7.5 tonight.
That's the philosophy that I use. They're due.
Yeah, they got a good noise.
They got a good talking to.
They're young and athletic, and they're going to have a point to prove. I think they're going to go out and blow some doors.
No, it's not due. That's not how any of this works.
The due theory, though, is better when you talk about a good team.
Yeah.
You say the White Sox are due.
No. A bad team that's scuffling. I mean, a good team that's scuffling is due.
Yeah. No, we went with the Reds, Lou. We didn't go with the White Sox.
Right. Well, I was just saying, like, if you went and said the White Sox are
due.
Right.
Yeah. Unless it was Dylan Cease on the mound, but he's not there anymore. Right.
Okay. So you want to share this one, Lou?
No, I have nothing to do with it.
Lou.
I have nothing. I'm not Ipe.
He's not allowed.
I'm sticking. Oh, wait, are you calling the game tonight?
I am.
Again, well, I'm double dipping. Me and Obi. Are you going to go home?
Hell no.
You're going to go straight to the ballpark.
I think I want to drive in the rain again, although it should be stopped.
Did you hear how it went?
Yeah,
the drive in the rain.
I mean, you're going to be there a long time. Like, what are you going to do with your time?
I'm
what
just
are you going to
take my time. Maybe I'll do. I don't know. Maybe I'll go crazy.
Hang out in the clubhouse.
Home Depot. I don't know if I have time. Lowe's. You know, Chipotle. I don't know.
You have a honeydew list that you have to get to.
Tell you what I would do. Take some ground balls. You might be an option.
No. My arm's already blown.
Yeah. All right. So after researching, a lot of research on this one.
What'd you come up with?
Red Sox again, but I'm going to take starting pitcher for the Anaheim Angels. Reed Detmer over 6.5 strikeouts because I've heard that the Red Sox like to strike out, and this guy is really good at striking out the Red Sox.
Where'd you hear
that? Did I hear that right?
Did
I get that right?
See, you just took information I told you and made a bet. Like, I mean,
what's the difference for me looking at a website?
I mean, I just talked about how you dropped three straight, and you're facing a guy tonight that struck out 12 against you a week ago in Anaheim, and, you know, Devers isn't going to play. You know, the infield is... And they do like to strike out.
12, you need barely half that to win.
This was a really good line. Like, this
I thought it was about 8.5. Just because he struck out, punched out. And he's punching out everybody. Dude's.
So it's not
like
just the Red Sox.
It's clicked for him. Like, this guy is, like, really good. So you're rolling after getting swept, and you got to, you know, you face an Angel team that's not great, but you got to face this guy.
So can't lose.
Which is like why when, is this the, they'll is bomb this... him out in the third inning because it's the reverse lock.
It's the reverse. All right, so
that's why you don't bet baseball. But
or
anyways.
He feels a twinge and the trainer comes to the mound.
Why?
Because Pedro can go 7 scoreless and your bullpen gives it up. Like it's
well,
like,
to
you know,
win, but if you're just talking like strikeouts, isn't that what's the most consistent, predictable bet in baseball?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I guess it's. But, you know, you could get to him. He's out of there in 4 2/3. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have it that night. Guys don't just do it every night. You know,
that's why it's called gambling.
You know, 162, you're better off just sitting there. But, you know, just saying like season totals. But, you know, because it all evens out.
But okay. But predicting game by so the one that I like recently that's kind of like getting my attention is Jaren Duran total bases.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I wish there was something like
the angry lizard. We call him an angry lizard.
Really? The way
night.
He runs?
Yeah, it's angry. Looks like a little lizard.
What do you think he could run the 40 in if he was at the combine?
I'll have to ask him if he's ever been tired.
Honest to God, will you ask him? Because I wonder if I'm sure he's done a 20.
See, he and David Hamilton run differently, right? I don't know. Are they like 4-5 guys? Is that really fast?
No, 4-5. Well,
really fast.
But not an NFL wide receiver.
It's fast, but it's not world-class athlete fast.
Well, 4-2, 4-3, you're talking next level. But 4-5, what? How big is he?
Below 4-5?
How big is he?
He's probably like 2-10.
Yeah, so he's got to get into 4-4s. I ran a 4-5.
Brag. Oh, he's faster than you.
You ran a 4-5?
My ass.
4-5-1. I did.
But I don't think he's like 4
electronic or stopwatch.
I don't think these guys are like 4-3s.
Christian Fourier doesn't run tremendously.
Yeah, you didn't run a 4-5.
Boomer says you suck. A junior in college.
That's a 30-yard dash.
No.
Yeah, that wasn't right.
Look at this guy. You look at him on Twitch, the way his legs bow out. He's kind of got Lou Maloney legs.
Yeah, he's just an angry lizard. But he I don't know. You think he runs like a 4-3?
No, I don't.
No way.
I would say 4-5 is probably
no way.
High 4-4s.
I'll find out today.
But in baseball, isn't it feet per second or something?
Yeah, he's elite.
All right. Okay. Both of you guys shut up. What do we got, Nick?
Angry.
It was $10 for $141.04.
Okay.
Let's go.
There you go.